it forever.
各个网友们大家好，本期我们继续电影《初恋的回忆》。叛逆少年听嘻哈音乐似乎是再合适不过的搭配，而从前的 London 也的确是和同伴们听着嘻哈音乐，同时嘲笑着所有认真学习认真做事的同学，当然还有不断的四处惹是生非。不过从第一次在教堂里听到 Jimmy 天籁般的歌声， London 的内心已经开始慢慢起了变化。喜欢上 Jimmy 之后，从前的 London 在一点点找回真实的自我。
We gonna get this party up in here jumping real right. Come on.
Can you turn down Soul Train just a notch, all right? Some of us are actually trying to work.
You really know how to bust a robot's groove up in here, man. But it's all good, because you know what? We're gonna get Club Land and Club Eric really jumping up in here. What we got here? Oh, yeah, oh.
Whoa. Okay, okay.
You're not feeling my hip hop here, but, what the hell is this, man?
Jamie lent it to me.
Now she's got you listening to her people's music.
Okay, her people?
Yeah, her Bible-hugging, crucifix-wearing, honk if you love Jesus people.
She's not like that.
Well, you know you got a Belinda thinking that that little lip action between you and Jamie was kind of real. What's with you, man? It's like you don't even have time for your real friends anymore.
I don't know, buddy. I'm just over it. Sick and tired of doing the same old shit all the time.
This girl's changed you and you don't even know it, man.
All right, let me guess. Belinda say that, too?
No. I did.
London 的变化，从他所听的音乐，我们已经可以看出端倪。对话当中， London...让朋友关上吵闹的音乐，这让兴致刚起的 Eric 开玩笑说，你还真知道怎么扫我的兴。 Bust a robber's groove. Bust 表示打破和终止， Groove 在俚语当中呢，意思是称心如意的东西。电影当中音乐刚起的时候呢， Eric 是随着音乐做机器人的动作，所以戏称自己为 Robert 机器人。那么整个短语呢，意思就相当于败兴、扫兴。在随后知道 London 是在听 Jimmy 送他的音乐，于是形容 Jimmy 属于 Bible hugging, crucifix wearing, honk if you love Jesus people。 连续用了三个合成形容词，分别表示抱着圣经的、带着十字架的、高喊热爱耶稣的。这些在时髦少年的眼里都是些老土的、被嘲笑的。不过此时的 London 已经意识到，从前那样浪荡的生活其实毫无生趣可言，他自己已经开始感到厌倦，并称自己为局外人。我们常说爱情的力量很强大，它可以让一个平凡的人散发光芒，也可以让迷途的人找到灯塔，而 London 就是这样的一个幸运儿。下一期当中呢，帮 Jimmy 从恶作剧当中解脱出来的 London 将要表白自己的爱意了。不过 Jimmy 做牧师的父亲却一直不喜欢这个不良少年，他们的初次约会能成功吗？下期我们一起去听。